They're tough to play against. They're heavy on puck and dirty. Are so active. It was a challenge. They're a good team. But we found a way to get the 2 points we needed. Like the way we respond after getting score in the third, the two goal. Like the way the emotion we showed and the control we showed. So that was good. And I think in the third period, Cooley's line played really well. They stepped up and obviously happy for Kerfi, 100 goals and 100 win for Veg. So that's pretty good.
Just the first opportunity to see Mackenzie Weegar in a Utah uniform. What can you say about him being able to jump out there so quick?
Honestly, he played really good. Moved the puck. I like the way he moved the puck, blocked a few shots, strong in his battle. We'll like him.
Going into the third period, Gunther told me this was a mucky game. The third period seemed to feel a little different. What did you see in that progression?
Well, I think, like I said, they're heavy on puck. It was tough to make plays, and it was tough to you need to win every inch in every battle. So it was good for us to go through that, to go through that heavy game, to go through those emotion up and down. And I think there's a lot of learning in that game.
The Stenlund line, 2 goals tonight. Yeah. How has their chemistry progressed since they've been together?
Yeah, I think there's I said that before the game. It's funny because today I was talking and I was saying, you know, that line can do a lot. They can be on top of you. They have skill. Kerfi is a guy who can produce in that league. He's not a fourth line guy who cannot produce. He's one of the best penalty killers in the league, and he can produce. He can make plays, and same thing for Karks and Thinney. So it's good to have them on our side.
Logan Cooley, obviously towards the end of the game, it felt like the ice was about to break at a certain point, and with his ability to kind of rise to the occasion under pressure. What have you seen the growth in him?
I like his compete. I didn't like his second period, to be totally honest. And the way you respond, that's what you want. You know, I'm not expecting any of our players to always play well or to not make mistakes, but I expect them to show character when push comes to shove and to be able to bounce back, and that's exactly what he did. When did not have the second period he was hoping for and we were hoping for, but the way he responded in the third, that's what you want.
Going into this road trip, it was stressed that this was an important 5-game road trip for this group. This team has won different ways on this trip so far. What stands out about their resiliency and also ability to just win these games?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know what stands out. I take it so much one game at a time. I think there's it's three totally different game for me in a sense of, Wash, we needed to respond after our game against Chicago. Then Philly, there's a lot of distraction, trade deadline stuff. There's a lot of emotion there, and it's a really important game. We did want to get some consistency, and then we get the win there. And we arrive here tonight, play against maybe the best team in the league since mid-January, and we took that as a challenge, and we want to prove we can play those kind of games. So I understand your question, but I don't know exactly how to answer it more than we took it one at a time, and I think it's three total different stories, three different chapters in the book.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congrats.